We got lost on our way here. That's why we're here a little bit late. That was the second time I was lost today. Got lost on the way from the airport as well. I intend in the time that I have here to begin my presentations going over a presentation that I did probably 5 months ago. And the audio presentation of that 5 month ago presentation may have been here in England as well. You may have heard it. It's called the Hour of Adventism's Visitation. And what that presentation consists of is there was 3 points that were important to me in the presentation. Number one is the authority of the spirit of prophecy. Number two, the importance of the book, The Great Controversy. And number three, the prophetic and historical information contained in the book, The Great Controversy. So in that presentation, the premise of it was, and this is what I intend to do for at least a few nights here, is I selected quotes out of the book, The Great Controversy, and then reached out into what's going on and around the world to demonstrate they're coming to pass right now in front of our eyes. And the reason that I chose to do that again here is when I did that presentation 5-6 months ago, I had 28 pages of notes. And in a 90-minute presentation, you can only get through about 8 pages of notes. And many people ask me, well, what about the other parts of the Great Controversy that you referred to that you never did address? So I intend to cover that material in a much more detailed fashion here. It will be different than what you may have heard on that particular presentation a few months ago. I have more detail, more angles to look at, because the Great Controversy, in my mind, is the book of the hour. It is the book that has the message for what's taking place in the world today. It's the book that is Adventists we should be looking at closely. Now, I also am aware that the last time I was here, there's been some controversies and discussions about the material I presented, and over the time period that I'm here, God willing, I'm going to at least address some of these issues that I've heard about through the grapevine that have been discussed. I'm not going to take a great deal of time on any of them specifically, but tonight, the handout I'm giving you, I have a specific purpose for that handout. You'll notice the handout is a sermon by A.T. Jones that he gave in the 1893 General Conference session. It was his opening sermon.